is going to be a phase one competition hearing for Alexander A. Vasquez. Mr. Vasquez is actually sitting there. He's actually serving a 13.5-year sentence for manslaughter. He's asking for a 1-year reduction in sentence. If he received a 1-year reduction in sentence, then his, he would be eligible on May 28th of 2018. Right now, his sentence end date is April 13th of 2021. He does have a detainer for the probation department. Mr. Vasquez has stated that he just couldn't believe what he was hearing in the terrible news about the manslaughter charge. He says the reason that he wants a reduction in sentence because his family needs him, that he's been away over 8 years, and the struggles become harder each passing year. According to the pre-sentence report, this is an incident that occurred back on May 6th of 2007. Mr. Vasquez was actually driving a 2001 Cadillac when he failed to stop for a red light and collided with a 2003 Suburban that was traveling through an intersection on a green light. Mr. Walton, one victim, Mr. Walton and another victim, Ms. Stolo, both were unrestrained in their passenger seat in the Suburban. They were injected into the roadway after colliding with the Cadillac. The Suburban then collided with a Jeep Liberty driven by another victim, and that cop was dismissed. The Jeep was then pushed into a Chevy pickup that was driven by another victim that was not injured, and her passenger in that vehicle was also not injured at the time that Mr. Vasquez was approached by the police. He smelled strongly of intoxicated liquor from his person. His eyes were bloodshot, very watery, and he swayed while standing. Mr. Vasquez stated he was driving home from a friend's house and he was going through a green light when he was struck by the Suburban. He later stated he had been at a bar, but he denied drinking any alcohol during that time. Indicated that he had took some Benadryl for allergies earlier that night. Field sobriety tests were administered to Mr. Vasquez and clues of impairment were observed. Mr. Vasquez submitted a breath test which indicated a 0.166% of alcohol concentration. Regarding his involvement in the offense, Mr. Vasquez stated he does not remember what happened as he was knocked unconscious, and everything is very vague regarding the sentence. Stated it was, they asked him what he thought he should get. He stated it was up to the judge. The judge did find him guilty of manslaughter and count two of aggravated assault, in which for the manslaughter count one, he received a sentence of 13.5 years. He did do a plea agreement. As a result of the plea agreement for the manslaughter charge, he received a presumptive sentence of 10.5 years, a maximum sentence of 21 years. That he could receive for the, if it was alleged as a non-dangerous, he could receive 15.75 years for a minimum sentence, a 14 years for a minimum sentence, 15 years for 15.75 for the presumptive sentence, a minimum sentence of 14 years, 10.5 years for a minimum sentence that he could actually receive. Probation would not be available for him. And for his count two, it also carries a presumptive sentence of 3.5 years. He did plead no contest to the charges that he were filed with as a result of the plea agreement. Counts 3 through 9 were dismissed by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, and the office also agreed to dismiss the allegation of dangerous and count 2. Because of the plea agreement that he actually received, because of all the filed charges according to the county attorney's office that were dismissed as a result of him pleading no contest, and the agreement that he had, and that he received 13.5 years for the manslaughter charges that he had, he could have received a numerous amount of time, doubling or tripling the amount of time that he actually got at the county attorney alleged the dangerous, or if the county attorney had also charged him with the other charges of the victims that were injured as a result of the accident that he was involved in. Therefore, I do not feel that the sentence of Mr. Vasquez was excessive. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion not to pass on Mr. Alexander Vasquez to a phase 2 hearing.
Second.
Agreed.
That's going to conclude the hearing at this time.